Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Operation Nexus is officially underway across Gippsland and the Goulburn Valley. Police looking to curb any alcohol and drug-related offences on the roads. Police intelligence shows there's been a recent spike in drivers getting behind the wheel while they're affected. And with hundreds of officers out and about this Easter long weekend, State Police Minister Anthony Carbines is asking drivers to respect our first responders.
Who are out there across the holiday period, day and night, to keep you safe, to respond to emergencies, and they deserve your respect. They deserve an acknowledgement that if you can obey the road rules and if you can show respect, you'll make their jobs easier.
An appeal from police for information this morning after a suspicious house fire in Morwell Tuesday morning. The house went up on Warrara Court around 9:30 a.m, though fortunately no one was inside at the time. Call Crime Stoppers if you know anything. Nominations close tomorrow for the Greater Shepparton Women's Charters Award at 5 p.m. The initiative recognises and celebrates those whose stories, contributions and actions have encouraged others, whether through Shepparton or beyond. And it's shaping up as a pretty glorious Easter weekend weather-wise across the Goulburn Valley and Gippsland. Christy Johnston at the Bureau says conditions will be perfect for any outdoor activities that we might have planned.
The story for the long weekend is warm and settled through Friday, Saturday and really for Sunday as well, but maybe a couple of bits of shower activity on the windscreen as you drive home from wherever you're camping or getting out and about over the long weekend.
Seymour Sam Durham has locked himself into the Bombers through to 2028, putting pen to paper on a four-year contract extension. Essendon picked him up in the 2021 mid-season draft. Meantime, Shepparton's own Steel Sidebottom will miss tonight's AFL clash with the Lions, Collingwood deciding to give him a week off. And Bairnsdale and Traralgon will go head-to-head in Saturday's Gippsland League season opener.